Is Lizzie here? Lizzie? Dad has called you Lizzie. Anybody? Does that witness with anybody? Oh, perhaps later. Lizzie. You know, when you've got so much, where do you start? Where do you end? The beginning. Eh? Oh dear. Oh dear. There we are. Hebrews 1:1. No other New Testament epistle comes to the point as quickly as this one. It talks about Jesus being, making the prophetic word sure. Let me just go there quickly. Hebrews 1:1. Long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, who He appointed heir of all things, to whom also He created the world. His only begotten Son, He is the Word. And that's what we hear about this evening, is about Him and the Word, and His Word taking preeminence in our hearts. And you know, when it comes to the prophetic, there are just so many thoughts out there. There's so many things out there. And we need to slot in and really make sure that we are hearing what God wants to do. And that's elementary stuff. But we need to be hearing His Word. And His Word needs to be planted into our hearts. And first and foremost, it comes around the Word of God. And everything we do must center around the Word. And it must center around our Lord Jesus Christ. And He is the living Word. The very fact that you say you're a Christian, that is being prophetic. The very fact that you say you follow the Lord Jesus Christ and you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that is being prophetic. The very fact that you say you come to this church or any other church, that is being prophetic. The very fact that the church is there is a prophetic statement. So when you speak out, when you speak for the Lord, you are making a prophetic statement. You are talking what the prophets of old spoke about. And I always think of the scripture in Ezekiel where Ezekiel says, the Lord will take out the heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh. And when we move into the New Testament and we see what Jesus has done for us, He has given us a heart of flesh. And we need to realize that He has softened our hearts. One of the most important things, I believe, when it comes to the prophetic, we need to start taking on the model of Jesus Christ, who is the chiefest prophet of all. And you know, He had such a heart for people. He had such a heart for the nations. He has such a heart for everybody who came across His path. The only people that I see that He had an attitude with was the legalistic order of the day. The traditional order of the day. And that kills. There was a lovely scripture we read last night on that. And I'd just like to read it to you as well. Because it puts it in a nutshell. If I can remember where it is. Romans 6, Romans 7. But now we are released from the law, having died to that which held us captive. It is the law that held us captive. It's all these legalistic thoughts we've had over the years that has held us captive and has stopped the prophetic flow of God in the church, in our own lives, and wherever we are. The prophetic is not some spooky thing that we do. The prophetic is the reality of the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, that He has come and He has set me free, and He has made me into a model to go out and to take His word out. I believe it's the easiest thing in the world is to prophesy over somebody. God has called us all to prophesy, not necessarily all to be a prophet. The office of the prophet is different to the gifts of the Holy Spirit and prophesying. But we can all prophesy. And you know, it is easy. You start looking at people through God's glasses. Start looking at people through the glasses of Jesus. And what do you have? Thank you, sir. Hey, immense love, mercy, compassion, grace. And for far too long, the church has not had that. And I believe the prophetic move of the end times is a prophetic move of joy and peace and love and mercy and compassion. Why do you think Jesus saw so many miracles in his ministry on earth? Because he was so compassionate with everybody that he came across. And yet here we in the church so many times fighting each other instead of getting out and doing the job. Sorry. Like the other guy said, peace. Huh? Peace. Guys, we need to realize what we are. And this is what the prophetic's all about. You know, I can go here and we can do all sorts of funny things. But let's get back to the basics. Let's get back to why we are here. Let's get back to why Jesus Christ has saved us and called us. Every single one of you here has a purpose in the kingdom of God. And every single one of you here has an anointing from the Holy One. If you've received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, as I said earlier on, and you've made that statement, you are a prophetic person. Hey? We're not talking the office of the prophet. You are a prophetic person because the Word has come to dwell in your heart. And what did he say? He took the heart of stone and has given you a heart of flesh. He's already put the word here. It's this little mind that needs the revelation of what is happening down here in your heart. Isn't it, sir? And that's why you get pastors and people like me saying to you, but read the Bible as much as you can. Not as a legalistic exercise, but as a joy. I want to know more about my Savior. I want to know more of what God is doing to me. And you know, when I read this word again this week, it just blessed me right out of my socks. Huh? They were clean socks, by the way. So that we serve in the new way of the Spirit. Guys, a new way of the Spirit. That grabbed me. This is a new way of the Spirit. God wants us to move with His Spirit like we've never moved before. Guys, He wants us to step out of our comfort zones. Who's coming with me to Botswana in a couple of weeks' time? That's getting you out of your comfort zone. Huh? Who's going to come to me when we do the prophetic seminar up in northern Zululand in a couple of weeks' time? Yeah, there we are. Come on. Guys, we got to do it. That's what God's called us to do, to go and share the good news with others. A new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code. Guys, it's not a written code. It's a flow of the Spirit. And that's why I said to you just now, just start receiving of the Spirit. It's nothing I can do. It's all that the Holy Spirit can do. I don't know about you, but I sense an awesome presence of the Holy Spirit here. And that's why I'm, you know, you're trying to pick up what, and there was such a, I could actually feel it was like he was holding my hands. Well, it was an angel one side and him on the other side. Okay, that's what I like to say. My home cell, Shame, all bless them. My home cell are here tonight helping. Guys, you're such a blessing. And I said to them the other day, you know, I went and had tea in the backyard by myself, and I suddenly realized I'm having my tea there to have fellowship with the Lord, and I didn't make him a cup of tea. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. But seriously, if he is real, I must start exercising the realness of Jesus in my life. And I must be creating the right atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to do what he wants in my life. Is it better for me to give you a prophetic word, or is it better for you to have a word yourself from the Lord? Huh? And we need to get this. And daily, you know, just the basics. Just the basics of being a prophetic person is the reading of this word every day. You know, if you're in a disciplined reading program, not written code, but a life program, your desire is to get into. Anne and I have devotions in the evening, and in the morning together. Every single day, God gives me a word. I cannot go and tell anybody that I have not a word for somebody, because God has given me a word the beginning of the day, and then He clubs me with another word when I go to sleep as well. Then I'll wake up in the morning and I've got another word. And if I don't behave myself, He gives me a dream, and I've got to walk out in the dream as well. He gave me a dream this week. And I was in I love tropical fish. I was in the most beautiful tropical fish shop, with the most beautiful tanks there, water, background, just like I liked. It was beautiful, the most lovely fish out in the water there. And the one tank had awesome fish in it. And these were expensive fish. I said, wow. And I actually called Anne in the dream. I said, look at the price of these fish. 22,000 rand for a fish. And I think that's a bit much, don't you? But you know, they were little fish with little faces like you, wrapped in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Huh? Isn't that beautiful? Oh, you thought so. I thought so. That's the interpretation I had of the dream. And out there was this tropical sea, this beautiful tropical sea. What does it speak of? It speaks of the Holy Spirit. Where we have water, where we have these, it speaks of the Holy Spirit. So what do? The first thing you do, you go and share that. Now, one of the things that we always do in the church, God has given me a word, and therefore it's my word, and I don't give it out. This is my word. As soon as God gives you a word, go and sow it out, give it into somebody else's lap, and God will give back to you, pressed down, running over, so you can give more, and the revival will continue more and more and more and more. Opportunities are across your path every day. That's the reality of the prophetic. We are a prophetic people. My job, I believe, as a fivefold ministry prophet, is to stir you up and to challenge you to go out and to do the job. Huh? And to stir up something in you. And I know that something is stirring up inside of you right now. I can give you all that stuff, but let the Holy Spirit challenge you in those areas. As we come to worship just now, let the Holy Spirit come and challenge you and put those thoughts. Not thoughts from Bill Brain. A very, very, very wise pastor many, many years ago, when I first gave my heart to the Lord, and I just wanted to go out, the Lord, have you heard my testimony? Oh dear, how much time you got? 5 hours, okay. 38 years ago, that was before the great Rinderpest. Don't let me forget the point I was going to make. What point was I going to make? Just remember that for me. And we'll get to him now. My secretary. Oh, I need her. Oh, when the Lord gives you a wife like that, He gives you a good thing. By the way, amen. By the way, she's made us a whole lot of rusks for brekkies tomorrow. So when you come, there's some nice rusks that Anne has been made, and she's been hoying it every, just to bless us with that. Anyway, 38 years ago, I was a policeman in the border area of Zimbabwe, or they should call it Rhodesia in those days. There's a little police station. I wake up in the morning and our little daughter of 8 years old was white as a sheet, sick as a dog. Hmm? 8 months, thank you. See why I've got a secretary. To get my facts right. And we looked at her and we thought, gee, this kid's sick. Let's get to a hospital. The nearest one was Mutare. So we took her to Mutare, and the doctor looked. He kept her in hospital for 3 days. They couldn't find out what was wrong with this kid. And the doctor said, no, you've got to take her to Harare and take her to the doctor, the specialist there. And we went up there and we went into the surgery. By the way, afterwards when I spoke to the sister who we knew at the hospital, never thought we would get to Harare alive with her. That's how sick she was. And we went in to see this doctor. He was a Jewish doctor, Dr. Sanderson. And he took one look at her and put her straight into hospital. He knew exactly what was wrong with her. He'd done his thesis and his study on this very disease. It was gaseous syndrome, a very rare blood disease where your kidneys malfunction, your blood turns to water. And so he has this little kid there, and he gives us two options. He says, number one, she's going to die. He says, I'm giving it to you straight. Number two, if she lives, she'll have brain and kidney damage. Now, when I was right in the middle of promotion exams, and you get hit with this, here we are, you know, everything. In those days, I had a big fridge full of beer and you know, one of those mana, you know, rah, nothing could touch me, you know, all that sort of stuff. I still, but a different way. They say I don't hit people with a baton anymore, I hit them with a Bible, but that's... But anyway, I'm cutting a very long story short. We go into the ward the one day, and there's Angie in convulsions. And the sister chased us out, and he called the doctor. And I've seen many dead people being in the police and everything. And she came through, and she was gone. And I could see everybody, could see it on the sister's faces and everything. Dr. Saunders took her into this inspection room next door. And I can't remember how long it was. As you can imagine, you know, this is happening. Your whole world is collapsing around you. You don't know. But at this stage, prayer was going around all over Namibia, where my parents were, all over Johannesburg, all over the whole of Rhodesia, Zimbabwe as it was then. He came out not long after, about half an hour afterwards. And he said, "Now you two go to church and thank God that your daughter's alive. I had nothing to do with that." Wow. Now, why I'm telling you that story is because the 2 days before that, I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, if you heal this daughter of mine, I won't only serve you when it's going rough, but I'll serve you in the good times as well." And the Lord has held me to that. You know, through the good times, through the bad times, God has been there. My daughter's had her first child about 2 years ago. She's 38. And she's as stroppy as anything, you know. So what the devil intended for disaster, God turned around. And you know, that has been the start of the journey. Remember that pamphlet I've given out? The start of the journey, the start of God doing something. The first dream I ever had, I had a dream, a very dynamic dream. I got up in the morning and I walked around. I didn't know anything about the prophetic. I was a good Pentecostal, and you know, it was tongues interpretation. Anything outside of that book, you didn't touch it. And you know, God just started ministering, and I got this dream, and in this dream, it was the family walking together in the end times. It was an end time dream, and if it was like this, there were pictures of all the wars happening all over the show, wars and rumors of, and we were walking through a town, and everybody was getting shot up, and yucky, negative, look, it wasn't a nightmare or anything, but going through it all, we were walking together as a family, and we were in this cocoon of light. Eh? And I've never forgotten that. And you know, right now this morning, we are walking with, is this thing going? Where's it going? Switch it off now. Sorry about that. I like this one because normally I can fly with this one. I can't fly with one hand. So, you know, part of the journey is God doing that. And I've had dream after dynamic dream after dynamic dream. One of the most dynamic dreams I had in 1984, we went up to a pastor's meeting up in Johannesburg. I was in Joburg, and I dreamt of Durban. Now, I was in Richards Bay, and I couldn't stand Durban. To me, Durban was a little old hovel down here that I had to come and do our groceries once a month when we were still up there. There weren't any proper shops up in Richards Bay in those. Hello. Is it okay now? Right. Much more better, yeah. Much more better. Let me just have some water. Sorry, what was I saying then when I was interrupted? Yeah. Richards Bay and everything. Now I'm up in Joburg. I like giving people the background of when I have these things to show you how God, it's just a natural flow of what God is doing all the time in our lives. I was up there in this dream. I was standing on the beachfront in Johannesburg, in Durban, okay, at North Beach. I was standing in North Beach, and I think I'd been to North Beach once or twice in my life before that. And while I was standing there, over my head, all these discs were going over and into the sea, moving over and going into the sea, colored discs in the form of key, like a keyhole, with numbers on and all these different colors in perfect formation going into the sea. And after a while, this wave started getting up higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And eventually it came and hit the beachfront. But before it did, everybody was running around. The sky was gray, which speaks of rough times. People, there was a lot of fear and everything around, and this wave hit the buildings, all those high-rise buildings that you see on the beachfront. From there, it moved, and it moved right up Africa. And the Lord said, that's how He's going to move, with His Holy Spirit. I'm convinced, guys. Thank you. Yes. You've got it. I'm convinced that right now, the Lord is preparing us for that wave to move all the way up South Africa. And we are part of that wave. Amen. And what we are talking about now is equipping us for that. And you know, did you? Okay. Right. Let's add something else here. I've been looking at what's happening in Africa. And we're looking up in North Africa. And in North Africa, the revival, the negative revival and all the stuff that started up there, started with a couple of twits on Twitter. Okay. So, just to add to the story, I've been looking at this and say, well, Lord, if they can do such a negative thing through Twitter and the technology we have, why can't we, guys, listen to me, why can't we do the same? I became a twit 3 weeks ago. And if you want to go onto Twitter, it's Watch Prophet. That's the only name of that could do. And what I said, my first Twitter twit to the twits out there, was watch this space. I said there's a tsunami of God's peace hitting Africa that's going to flow up right into Africa. And then the twit today, I invited them to come to the meeting tonight. But you hear what I'm saying? I don't know too much about that technology. Perhaps there's somebody here. We need to be prophetic. We need to get out of our box. Guys, we need to kill that box. We've got so many thoughts and things in our mind that stop us from being creative and using what we have to reach the lost and to go out with God's prophetic word and to touch the nations like He's called us to do. We are not here to be a bless me club. We are here to bless the nations. Amen. Yes. The Lord receives that. That is the apostolic call that comes out of Genesis 12. And Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. And we are the righteousness of God in Christ, are we not? That's wonderful, isn't it? Now, if we are the righteousness of God in Christ, we need to do right things. Amen? Now I've got you in a corner. What is the righteous thing that you need to be doing right now? Eh? Go. Love, yes. Love. Huh? My one on that is my relationship with the Lord is the rightest thing I need to be doing. I need to be building up. The more I build up my relationship with the Lord and I touch His heart, He touches my heart, then there's going to be the natural flow of His love and His joy going through. And I know, guys, as I stand before you, there's fire in them bones. There's fire in these bones. Guys, it has never stopped. For 38 years, I cannot turn around and say, my God doesn't heal the sick. He raised my daughter from the dead, guys. There's no other way to put it. For 2 weeks after, all the professors, everybody from around Salisbury in those days, came to see the miracle baby. She was recognized as a miracle baby. So, I have a miracle calling. And when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I nearly turned the car over. I tell you, what a night of glory that was. Hey? The roof nearly came off. Everything nearly came off. Hey? Because of this immense desire to flow and to move with God, guys. Hey? But I've grown up a bit, you know. When you get as young as me, you can't jump and roll around as you used to. You know, Osh Russell, he knows. So, what is this all about? As a Christian, you're prophetic. As a church, we're prophetic. And we take His prophetic word wherever we go. God's prophetic word is to give you strategy. I've got a couple of things I wrote here. Strategy, direction, purpose, and momentum. The word momentum has come over, floated over my way in the last 3 or 4 weeks. I even tuned into, is it Lakeland? Hey, not Lakeland. The one in Australia. Hillsong. Hillsong. The pastor of Hillsong, I've forgotten his name now. Yeah. And he was talking of momentum. And then we had this other guy, Sean, here, and he spoke about momentum. And I really believe we have a responsibility to keep up the momentum of what the Holy Spirit is doing. And that's what God wants to do with us right now. That's what God wants to do in your heart. He wants you to pick up that momentum. He wants you to move with that momentum and go where He wants you to go and flow where He wants you to flow. And you know what the devil does? He brings like a mist in front of you. And you look at the circumstances, you look at everything, you look at the finances, you look at all these things. Then, oh, I can't do it. Well, you say what you get. I believe we need to change our attitude. We need to be strong enough to walk through that mist and to trust God. Amen. Even when you go to prison, hey? Shame. Eh? Yeah. By the way, she's starting a cell ministry now. Guys, wherever we are, whatever we do, we've got to be real, guys. We've got to be so, so real. And that's why tomorrow morning, I want you to come along with the creativity that God has put in your heart. Come and share something. Come and do something. God is putting things in your heart. Even if it's one little word or whatever the case may be, it all counts. And then come and ask the Lord if there's any somebody here you need to give it to. And then tomorrow I've got another plan that I want to hoy in your lap as well. Eh? Yeah. So guys, you got that. You got it. Yeah. You know, there's also, I wrote here something which is, no, I'll speak about that a bit later, about prophetic discipline as well. I believe the Spirit is subject to the prophet. You go and read that in 1 Corinthians 14. And you know, whatever you decide to do, that's it. So if you decide to speak in tongues, that's a decision I make. So whatever we do, it lies with you. You can't blame somebody that's, oh, I was overcome with this and I didn't know what I was doing. If you overcome it like that, you better come to me and we'll cast the demons out. Because if you don't know what it is, boy oh boy, there must be something else. There must be something else. You know, it's like I was up in Nongoma. I was also doing a prophetic conference up in Nongoma, oh, about 12 odd years ago, and while I was preaching, a demon started manifesting, and this person started shouting and screaming, but in a certain way, with a certain voice and everything. And I went up to him, I called the elder, said, hey, we need to get this guy, cast the demons out. So we cast a few out, and he was still screaming. I said, take him out so I can carry on ministering. I went to a meeting with a lot of pastors, and I don't need to tell you where it was from, and behind me, I hear the same thing happening again. And the guy who was running the meeting turned around and said, oh, don't worry, it's just the Holy Spirit. I want to say, demon! You hear what I'm saying, guys? We need to start discerning what is happening around us. And you know, I always say to people, look, if you don't know what's controlling you, you better come here quick. Eh? It's a decision you make. Oh, the devil made me do it. How often have we heard that one? Come on! Come on, guys. We need to take responsibility for what God is doing in our lives. And that's a disciplined prophetic stance, I believe. Eh? Would you agree with me there? Yeah, thanks. I'll hit you with some more, don't worry. I hope you still love me at the end of this. I put here about the prophet's reward. Reward is a motivation Christ has been setting before his disciples. And we get rewarded when we step out by faith. God will come, and we don't, you know, we've got to watch our motives. So many times, our motives are not holy motives at all. We want to be accepted, we want to be seen, we want to be, I believe a true prophet is somebody who's humble, is himself. You know, the biggest fight I have in life is to be Bill Brain. And now you go and see this prophet, oh, wow, look what he's doing, and immediately, no, God has called me
First of all, to be Bill Brain. No one else, guys. And who I am before you now, and you can ask my good wife, I'm the same at home, I hope. But I'm not scared to make that statement, because we got to be the same everywhere. And what you see is what you get, warts and all. Hey? Warts and all, guys. And that's how we got to be. We got to train. We got to watch our attitude. And you remember what Steve said early on? It's not something that I can teach you. It's something you need to pick up. It's, what did I say just now? We are the righteousness of God in Christ. And as prophets, with a word to take out to the nations, we've got to make sure we are doing right things. That we're going out with the right attitude. And remember, attitude is very, very important. And I haven't got time to go. By the way, if you get this manual, I deal with a lot of these things. And our character development is so important. You know, we need to watch it. You guys are the serious guys. That's why you've come here tonight. And that's why I'm hoying this lot out to you. To challenge you to look at your attitude. Now, why are you here? Why do you come out in the front here? Do you want people to notice you? Why don't you go to the back? So, no ways here. That's okay. That's cool. But as long as it's done with the right attitude, right motives, okay? So many people got so many other agendas. How's your agenda tonight? Hey? How's your agenda tonight? Well, good stuff. At least one positive. We can have another one. Going one, two, three. Yeah, we're getting there. You know, I wrote something here. Don't give words from your own desires. Don't give words from your own desires. Well, one of the principles that I like teaching on, which is quite a heavy principle, but I believe in the prophetic, we need to take special note concerning that. And that's out of Ezekiel 14. It says there, in a nutshell, if you go to the Lord with an idol in your heart, God will answer you according to the multitude of idols. Okay? Now just think about that. An idol is something that's taking the place of God. That's taking the place of the Lord. Okay? And that all you can see is the idol. Now let me take a classic one. The guys will identify with this. Mercedes Benz. I want a Mercedes Benz. And all I do when I go to the Lord, I see Mercedes Benz. What are you going to hear when you pray? Mercedes Benz. What are you going to hear when you prophesy over somebody else? Mercedes Benz. What are you going to do in your conversation with other people? What are you going to speak about? Now, wouldn't it be better if you change Mercedes-Benz to the Lord Jesus Christ? And if we can have an idol, let Him be the idol that we minister from. And you see the importance of it. Because sometimes, you know, a guy will have mumps, but if he's got measles and he preaches mumps, the people will get measles. It's a fact. And God always works through leadership in the church. And we need to honor leadership. Prophets aren't guys that can just walk in. That's why I was so pleased that Steve came and just released that. Because wherever I go and minister, I always do that. I'm not there to go and say thus and thus and thus without the authority of the leadership and everything. When I went to the Presbyterian camp, the same thing. And when you do that, you have a liberty to move and to do it. Because in my heart, I just want to see you guys blessed. Hey? Blessed than you've ever been, more blessed than you've ever been before. And we just say, hey, is that enough? Right, receive. Whew, receive. Hey? And I know with coming to a meeting like this, and I said earlier on, when we come to a meeting like this, we come with the expectation we want a word. And I trust by the time this weekend is over that God will give you a word in whatever way He wants to do it. Now, some of you have come here and you say, oh, well, the prophet is going to go and prophesy over you. Why? Huh? Why? That's just one of the things we do. And that's why I want to look at the creativity of the Holy Spirit and in the many ways He can speak to us. You know, He speaks to me through so much. I have prophetic words here for people that God started giving me 2 months ago. Huh? And I don't know who the people are yet. We're going to take a step of faith a bit later on. Are you ready for that? Okay? But that doesn't mean those people who haven't got it, that God doesn't want to do something for you. Because as a prophetic word goes, it might touch one life, but there might be something in the prophetic word will touch somebody there and touch somebody there and touch somebody there. And we need to realize that. Please, you know, remember I told you about the box. We've got so many things, you know, we say we have this truth and we're not in this new way we spoke about just now. But get into the new way. Realize that God has got multitudes and multitudes of ways to speak to me. To you and me and whatever the case may be. And I tell you, one of the best ways that He speaks to me is out in the bush. Hey? When I go into the Lord's cathedral. That's the Lord's cathedral. You go into a forest and you sit there and you hear the birds and you hear the singing and you hear that voice and He's walking in the cool of the day with you. Wow! Wow, wow, wow. And you know, when I go and have a rest in the afternoon, and by the way, while I've been preparing for these meetings, it's been like I can't rest. My mind's just going, Lord, what is it you want to do? What is it you want to do? And I just see God's blessing. He's coming. He wants to bless. He wants to bless. He wants to pour out His Spirit into your heart. He wants you to become effective in the ministry He's called you to be. He wants you to go out and be on the cutting edge out there. Remember the tsunami. The tsunami is here, guys. I really believe with all my heart it's here. And God is getting our attention, not only us. And it's amazing, when I started this year, I went to Steve and said, Steve, I've got to do a prophetic seminar. We need to get going here. And I think this is the first time that we've had one in this church. And at the same time, there's been prophetic seminars all over the show. Tonight and this weekend, there's one up at, what's that little town up outside of Peter Marisburg? Howick. There's one at Howick, and there's been a couple over here. And what I'm sensing, what I believe God is doing, He's preparing us for something great and something big. And the fact that you are here, and the fact that you've said, yes, Lord, the fact that you want more of that tonight, God is going to prepare you for great things. And guys, this whole manual is yours to go and study. I haven't got time to go through all the nitty-gritties. Suffice to say, if you want to know everything about the prophetic, from out the Old Testament into the New Testament, it is all there. Let me just read you a couple of things here quickly. You don't mind me reading a couple of things, do you? I'm going to read it anyway. I want to just read a statement. If you got notes, put page 30. When you get your manual, you'll see it on page 30. Have you heard of Watchman Nee? A lot of you have heard of Watchman Nee. Watchman Nee was the Paul of China. And he had a remarkable history and a remarkable man. And this is what he wrote. To His servants, God gives a gift of prophecy. That's to all of us. Now you need to grab hold of that. You with me there? We all got the gift of prophecy. And I'm going to talk on that a bit later on as well. And a prophet is one who has a history with God, one who's experienced in his own life the formative work of the Holy Spirit. Let me just hold my finger there. You cannot enter into the core of the prophetic ministry without a direct calling from the Lord. Don't bluff yourself on that one. Don't go around because you prophesy a lot and think you're a prophet. It has got to come from God. And what happens? The church, the local congregation will recognize that. Not you. It is not you running around for recognition, guys. Listen to what I'm saying. Because if you don't listen to this now, if you don't catch this, you can destroy yourself and destroy other people. I've seen it happen time and time again. Peace. Okay. We are sometimes asked what would-be preachers, how many days should be spent in preparation of a sermon? And remember, it's coming up there. Wonderful. Wow. Isn't this technology wonderful? There it is, guys. Hey, it says, in this matter at least, the proverb is usually true, that the old is better, for the preacher matters to God as least as much as that thing being preached. So God is concerned about you and concerned about the message that you need to take out and go and preach. Now, it says here, God chooses His prophets, those in whom He has already worked out in life the thing He intends to use as His message for today. And guys, you know, it's no understatement to say it's been 38 years of training. There's been a lot of tears, there's been a lot of ups and downs, and I walk with a limp not a from a physical one, but from wrestling with God and wrestling with these things and wrestling. And I like walking with people who walk with limps. And I'm sure you all got a little limp there too. You got me on that one. Huh? Oh, I don't know if you have. Right, let me take you to another one. God is the speaker, the prophets are the mouthpiece of God. Let me just go back. Thanks, that was great what you did there. Let me go to the next one here. If you go onto page 13, just to give you the mentions of the fivefold ministry at the top there, right at the top of the page. Page 13. Anyway, while he's looking for it, we look at the... There we are. Okay. There you'll see that the mentions of the fivefold ministry throughout the Bible. This is sort of information that is there for you, that gives you an idea what this is all about. The New Testament apostle is 83 times and mentioned 83 times. Not mentioned in the Old Testament at all. The prophet we see in the Old Testament mentioned 319 times, in the New Testament 172 times. So there's importance attached to this ministry. I think by the amount of times it's been ministry, but that doesn't mean to say we go and blow ourselves up. Oh, yo, look at this mention more than anything else. It's not about that. You must hear my heart today. You know, humility is one of the greatest weapons you and I have against the enemy. Because if we humble, there is nothing he can do. We are dead already. We are dead and buried with Christ. We've risen anew with him. We don't have to perform. We don't have to do anything else. We need to just flow with him and allow him to take us on and to take us on and to take us on. And God opens the doors that need to be opened for you. Trust in him. Look to him. He will do it. Amen. And let's go to page 77. I'm so glad this worked. I've done a lot of overheads and stuff, but I want to speak about this quickly. How are we for time? So page 77, while he's looking for it, it's speaking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And if you go to the top of that page, or look at me while he finds it. You see, we have the gifts of God the Father, which are motivational. Okay? Sorry, it is page 78 I really want. We seek, this is what we do, we seek the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which is the manifestation of the power of God. If you look below on that thing just now when it comes through, there's diversities of manifestations in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Corinthians 14, that's your homework to go and study that. Okay? And that's what we talk about, the power of Jesus. But there are nine gifts, and I want to just go through them quickly once he gets that. The first lot is the revelation gifts. That's thinking like Jesus. Okay? And we all need to be thinking like Jesus. And there we have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. The first one, the supernatural declaration of the mind and will of God concerning a person, a situation, giving assurance and direction to those in need. The second, the word of knowledge, a word of revelation concerning the facts related to a person or situation sufficient to the occasion and need. Then we have discerning of spirits, a supernatural revelation of the nature of spiritual things, whether divine, human, or satanic. Okay? Now, God has given me discernment in many, many, many things. Sometimes I watch people and I can just see that's not the Holy Spirit, that's chachas. Yeah? You know chachas? Yeah. Okay, the next bunch of gifts we have are the vocals when we speak like Jesus. And that is prophecy, foretelling and forthtelling, conveyance of divine revelation to the church, speaking the mind of God, medium through which the other gifts find expression. Your word of wisdom, your word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, find expression through the gift of prophecy. Okay, can you see that? The classic example, if you want to go and study it, is go and look at the story in John 4 of the woman at the well. How Jesus approached her, how Jesus drew out the problem. Not once did he condemn her.
Not once did he say anything harsh to her. There we are. It's come through. Thanks so much. That's really great. Eh? I'm so chuffed about that. And then, of course, we have tongues, the supernatural utterance of a language unknown to the speaker for the edification of the speaker of the church. We were in Harare, and we had a guy there from Eastern Europe, and we were praying over this person, and the pastor started praying, and this person flipped over onto their back. Ah, where did you learn to speak my language? I don't know. I can't speak that language. You know, she was from Czechoslovakia. Is that the right word? Yeah. And he spoke that over her. And that was not the only time. We had a guy come into the church and also was praying for somebody. He was praying in Afrikaans. And the guy saying, no, don't pray in Afrikaans, pray in English. You know, and he couldn't. And he said, but I can't speak Afrikaans. The guy couldn't speak a word of Afrikaans, but when he came to pray, it's done. So I've seen a couple of these things happen. So it does happen out there. And tongues need to be interpreted. We need to see more of that. Don't be scared to step out. When you step out in tongues, take the responsibility to interpret those tongues as well. Okay? We go up the power. You see, the one is we speak like Jesus. Now we come to act like Jesus. Faith. Supernatural endowment for faith of God, for a divine power to be active in a specific situation. We need to trust God daily for that faith. I really believe, you know, every single day I say, Lord, wow, give us faith. Let's step out. Let's trust you. And you know, every time I step out by faith, God has never ever let me down. Gifts of healing, supernatural endowment again. We've all heard about healing. Step out. Working of miracles. Same sort of thing. Now, what I want to say, because we haven't got time is against us, I have never stepped back from not praying for people. If somebody is sick, the word tells me, if I lay my hands upon the sick, they will recover. And I'm not there counting notches on my six gun. It's not about me, it's about that person. If they want to go and share about it, that's their prerogative. I've got to do what the word tells me to do. If they happen to be healed and they happen to be raised from the dead or whatever the case may be, God gets the glory, not me. And that's what the prophetic's all about, is getting out and doing it. And I thought I just needed to throw that in to show you the gifts. We have all that. That's not the office of the prophet. The office of the prophet is totally different. Totally different. And the office of the prophet, they normally walk cahoots with the apostolic office, and they go and start churches and put foundation into churches and everything. Just quite, I don't know if any of you know, but when this church started before the other Rhythm Pest, about 28 years ago, we came from Richards Bay and came and ministered into this church in those days prophetically. And Dave and those guys remember the prophetic words and stuff that happened there, and some of those things have happened. Okay? So, you know, God, that's what's happening in those circumstances. Okay, we can close that. Thanks so much, Darren. Thanks so much, Darren. Oopsie. Quite thirsty up here. There's so much here. What I do sometimes, if God gives me a prophetic word for somebody, I like putting it down in writing. I don't know if you've done that before, but I do that quite often. I write it to put it in writing, and I can put it into their hands, and they can add to it, and whatever the case may be. Darren, the journey the Lord has for you is most exciting. He has prepared and is preparing you for a far greater task than you've ever imagined. Prepare yourself. There's much about to break over you for the kingdom. Prepare your heart now and walk in Dad's word that he has for you. I sense the Lord's favor on you, and you have quietly and efficiently with all diligence pushed in. In due time, he will raise you up and you will see his glory pulsating through your whole life. And your circumstances and everything else. Your faithfulness has been most pleasing to your dad. He says, well done, good and faithful servant. And then I heard so strong, and I see that word over you, well done, good and faithful servant. And God has much more than I could ever say for you. Amen. It's here. All right.
Somebody here for healing has been running to and fro and has been getting kind of despondent, and healing hasn't been happening. Is there somebody like that here tonight? Is that you? Did come out. Okay. What's your name?
Elise.
Elise. Lizzie, Elise. No, not quite right. You have come today having run to and fro, even getting despondent that nothing has happened, as you have cried to the Lord day and night for relief. Is that true? Amen. Trust me, relax with me, sit back with me and see me deliver you from this disheartening ailment. The spirit of infirmity will leave you now. Just lift up your hands, just receive. And as you say yes to my son Jesus, I will use you as you have so asked me. For this purpose, this day was ordained, and the works of the evil one in your life and circumstances will be and is destroyed once and for all. Be brave and step out now. For this purpose was the Son of God manifest to destroy the works of the evil one. Holy Spirit, just come now. Just heal her. Deliver her. Set her free. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I just sense the Father's heart towards you. He just loves you so much. And He's pouring out. Do you feel that? Feel it? Feel it? Ooh, Lord, so much love. Ooh, Lord, pour it out. Yes. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Wow. Peace like a river floods your soul. Peace like a river makes you whole. Peace like a river, there it flows. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, Lord. You. I can feel the pain. Is there pain in your back?
It was in the morning.
It's gone now. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Just carry on receiving. Okay. There you are.
Thank you very much.
I wrote a couple of names here, and Fred, are you here? I'll probably be later. Fred. Stanley? Oh, missed out on those. Can I just say something? Good one. You can take it if you want it. May I just say something with words of knowledge like this? God often gives me names, and people have come up to me afterwards. It's never been wasted. It might not be here this morning, might be in Sunday morning or whatever the case may be. But I don't stop doing this, because the way these names come, I'll probably be doing something, and suddenly a name comes and say, well, shoops, onto the computer immediately. Okay. So that's how I've done it. And perhaps I'm saying it to you, that take a step of faith and do it as well. You know where I started moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit is in the home cell. I used to go to a home cell pond. Yes, amen to that too. I'm saying amen to your amen. You're saying amen to my amen. Yes. Yeah. But what you do before you go to home cell, just ask the Lord to give you a word for somebody there and just write it down. On the scripture, whatever the case may be. God will never, ever let you down. He's never really, in the years that I've been doing this, I've never, ever seen Him come or been embarrassed or anything like that. Amen. All right. It's getting kind of thirsty up here. Even as I look at Francisca. There you are. Are you Francisca? I actually, when I wrote this down, I thought, that sounds like a nun. You want none of that, eh? Do stand up. Do stand up. I'm glad I didn't know your name, so this makes it so exciting, doesn't it? Called to do great exploits for me. I hear you saying, me? Yes, says the Lord, because of your heart after me, I've placed a vision and a strategy in your heart. That is to touch the heart of others. Okay? I will give you the gift of discernment and wisdom to apply it in many ways. And right now, He's loosing it over you. Just start receiving. Your strength will come from your relationship with Him.
God is excited about your relationship with Him at the moment. Just work at it every single day. Touch His heart and He will touch your heart. And as He touches your heart, you will touch His heart. And as you touch His heart, you will touch other people's hearts wherever you go. God has put much love and much anointing upon you, and it's coming across you. I just see it flowing right over you right now.
And as you wait for me in humility, I will show you great and wonderful things. Amen. Bless you. Oh. Yeah, that was good, huh? That lady in the striped shirt there, do you mind coming forward? Yes, you.
I'm just going by faith with the next one that's on the list. I don't have it there. As I was doing it, you caught the... What is your name?
Cheryl.
Good name. My daughter's name is Cheryl. And I know a couple of other Cheryls in the home cell we have as well. Restoring is a word that I had. Okay? Like sandpaper removing the outer layers of wood, now allow the Lord to remove all the hindrance so that your beauty and value will be seen by all. Be bold and strong as you step out, knowing that I am with you to prosper you and keep you in your business and family. Stop allowing the coldness of the world getting to you. Look to me and feel my warmth overflowing you into your circumstances. And just lift up your hands and just start receiving that warmth, the warmth of His presence. Step out in bold faith and see me move on your behalf. Do not rely on your own understanding. Right now, Lord, I just pray that you'll just release out your presence upon her, your warmth upon her. Just take special care concerning her, I pray. In Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. Yes, He's upon you. Yes. Yes, let that comforting presence surround you. Remember the fish that I saw in the tank? You very, very expensive fish. Very, very valuable in the Lord's eyes. Wrapped in His presence, wrapped in His presence, wrapped in. And I just sense Him wrapping you, wrapping you, wrapping you, wrapping you. Now trust in Him. Don't look at your circumstances any longer. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I hear those whispers out there. Yo, who's this for? You, I believe. I just sense the Lord wants. Could you mind coming forward? So your name again is
Stephen.
Stephen's a good name. My brother's a Stephen. He's coming to visit me on Monday from Namibia, so I'm quite excited about that. Let the sun shine. S-O-N shine is the word I had. What I want to illustrate here, this is sometimes what the Lord does. He just gives me one word, and He hits me with the one word, and then I start going. Even when I speak to people and something, He'll just give me one word, a scripture or something. Or if He gives me a scripture, sometimes I'll type out the scripture, take one word out the scripture, and God will enhance that and speak out. So that's the sort of thing that I'd like us to start doing tomorrow. So this is why I'm doing a bit now. And I've got some other prophetic words we can do tomorrow, whatever the case may be. Steve, don't fall over yet. As the sun rises, so it awakens everything else. The butterflies, the birds, the insects and plants, rejoicing in its rising. Allow now the Son of Righteousness to arise with healing in His wings over your heart. Do not hold back any longer. Thrust yourself confidently into those waiting arms of your dad. The sun sparkles after the rain. Now it is your turn too. The sun commissions you to be a blessing where there is no blessing, to bring His light where there is no light, to be a bearer of good news. He has much for you to do. Now prepare your heart in faith and take up the weapons He has placed in your hands. Be strong, courageous, and firm in your vision and purpose that He has revealed to you. He wants more of you. Go run into those arms right now. Amen. Just receive. Holy Spirit, just come upon my brother now. Touch him. Touch him. Energize him from deep within his heart. Deep within his heart. Holy Spirit, come. Send your fire, Lord. Send your fire. That's it. Send your fire. Send your fire. Yo. Yeah. Here's a little letter for him. All right. You, sir. Now behind you. Pascal. Pascal.
Do you want to translate this into French, or should I just speak in tongues?
Pascal, you're a blessing in the kingdom, my bro. You know, I'm just sitting here trying to pick up what the Holy Spirit, I said, well, Lord, who's next? And this is a word. And when I looked at you, I thought, this it can only be him. Only be him. The clouds are heavy with rain. You are consumed with his presence right now, like a cloud ready to burst forth. Let go and let God move on you and through you. He will use you in healing and miracles as you allow him to have his way. Lay aside all your own desires and wants and allow his thoughts and ways to penetrate the very depths of your heart. Move with a cloud and pour out, and let him pour out the rain in your heart. Strategically, the Lord is placing you in key places to share his love and mercy with others. Right now, Holy Spirit, right now, Holy Spirit, just come. Move upon him, Lord. Just move upon him. Gently touch that heart. Gently move upon him. Gently move upon him. Gently fill him up. And I just sense your faithfulness to what he's doing in your life will be rewarded. He has a reward for you. Trust in him. Amen. Should we do some more? More? Repentance is a lifestyle. I see the angel of heaven constrained, waiting for you to take a step. God wants you to trust his angels and them around you. When I walked around here, you just said something to me, and I just sense that God wants to do something special in your life. And there's a special calling on your life. And I just sense too, I haven't put that on here, but you mustn't hold back and step into what he has. A step of turning completely and trusting the Lord in faith. For all your desires, he will give them to you. And just look to him and look to him alone. There's much for you to do in the kingdom. Now, I have a feeling that you haven't thought that, but God wants you to think that. And he has a purpose for you and a plan for you. Enter into it. Just jump into those everlasting arms. You have the keys. Now use them. Amen. Your name again? Gwen. Yeah, Gwen. Okay. Sorry, I'm just waiting for the record. By the way, all these things have been recorded as well. And Lizzie ain't here. My, oh my. I wonder where she is. Do we have a Monica in the house? Monica? You here? I had a Monica and a Veronica. George? Okay. Perhaps I must take those names off and just go and... No, they will. No, look, I've done that before. Who of you feel that there's a storm brewing on the horizon? A storm coming. Good storm. Who feels like there's a good storm coming? Okay. Yeah, it's raining again. It's raining again. When I got this, there was a storm in the distance, and this is where this comes from. I heard the storm, and I just wrote out these things. It is storming right now. It's storming in your heart. You feel the rain. Let it rain. God's desire is to pour out His rain upon you and to equip you for far greater works. He has called you with His hand upon you. Strike out for Him. Be confident in the awesome presence of His Holy Spirit in your heart. Listen to Him. Listen to Him. You have much to give and much to learn. Prepare yourself and be patient. All that He said will happen. Be courageous and strong. Strong discernment is here with you. Wisdom and knowledge. Go prophesy my life into the world. Okay, the Lord's giving you. Can I just pray for you? Father, Holy Spirit, just come upon her now. Just confirm that word, that what you want to do, and just take special care concerning her in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping there. That's what it's all about. Okay. This young lady here. Yes. Okay. She said she could see the change. Do you still see them? They're gone. Right, come. Let's just pray for you again. Okay, just reach out your hands. Let's just ask the Lord to touch her. Yeah. Somebody get down to the ankles. If I get down, I won't get up again. Holy Spirit, we just thank you now. We thank you for that vision. We just break the chains of bondage around her ankles, even around her life. Every chain, every bondage we break in the powerful name of Jesus. We say, Holy Spirit, come, do your work right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Just break it. Just break it. Break it. Break it. Set it free. Set it free. Set it free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just drink in the Spirit. Just soak Him in. Soak, 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 soak. Soak in the Spirit. You give, is it giving? Yeah.
The Lord showed me a river of life, and there are fruit trees growing on the side of the river. And then the Lord showed me the roots, and the fruit trees had strong roots, and they spread far. And the earth was rich, and it reached far, and the roots were strong and firm. And then I saw the trunks of the trees, and the trunks were strong and reaching, and then there was lots of fruit on the trees. And then the Lord said that those trees are His people. And when you are rooted and grounded in Him and His word, the roots stretch far, and He will nourish you. And when tribulation comes and good times, He will walk with you and be with you. And you will bend but not break. And then I asked the Lord about the fruit on the trees. And I could see large pieces of fruit, beautiful fruit. And that fruit that we will manifest is love. We will receive God's love into our hearts and love Him. And we will love other people in all its form. To respect people. To care for them. To do everything that we can that the Lord tells us into their lives. But love is everything, and He loves us so, and He requires that we love other people in the same way. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Everybody or somebody specific?
No.
You know, one of the things that we need to put our roots down next to that stream. And when our roots are down next to that stream, we will never lack. Wherever we go, we will never lack. Could you come up, please? I just had one word, deep, sincere meditation. And it says, I see somebody bent over double, crying to Jesus to speak and to direct. Has that been your experience? All right. Your name is?
Julian.
Julie, here you are. Take me by the hand and I will lead you to those secret places I told you about, to those tasks that you so wanted, to create as I have created life in people's hearts. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is a wellspring of life. Proverbs 4:23. Your strong desire to minister healing to give to you, I give to you. Heal my people. Oh, comfort, comfort my people. Lord, even now, as you give that word, just pray that you'll just do something in his heart right now to confirm all that you want to do. And I just see a road before you as well. I see a road that needs to be worked at. It's an old road, but it just needs to, you need to get the old pick out there and take the rocks out and take everything out and just smooth it out and smooth it out and smooth it out. And as you do that, the more you do that, the more you'll see God and sense God's hand and direction saying, this is a way, walk ye in it. Okay. All right. I want to say something to you about John 3:3-5. It's about Jesus, and it's a lovely portion of scripture, this. And it says, to him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. We hear his voice. And this is what you've got to be listening to. That old pastor I told you about, he said, after I gave my heart to the Lord, he told me, whatever you do, when you get a book, when you go for ministry, whatever the case may be, take what is of God, and that was not of God, put it up on the shelf. And I've never forgotten that advice. And I want to say to you as well, listen to the voice of the Spirit. Listen to the voice of the shepherd. And I believe one of the things, before anything else, we need to have a shepherd's heart. We need to have a shepherd's heart. Because if you have a shepherd's heart, you have the well-being of every single person that you come into contact with before you. And that's what needs to be happening. It says, the sheep hear his voice and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Do you know that tonight God knows you by name? He doesn't only know you by name, he knows your surname. He doesn't only know your surname, he knows your address. And he's got your telephone number, your cell number, and all those sort of things. So, guys, that's it. He knows everything about you. If there's no prophetic word now, something is going to happen, and God is going to touch you, and God is going to move upon your heart in those things. And it goes on here, when he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him. They know his voice. And his voice is always encouraging. It's always bringing in love and mercy and compassion and direction and strategy and all the things that you need. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And you know, if people hear a shepherd's voice, they won't go astray. Do you know him? Jesus 49. Jesus said to him, I've been with you so long and you still don't know me, Philip. Whatever you have whenever you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So when you see Jesus, you will see the Father. 10b, the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Now, the Message Bible puts it like this, and I want you to grasp hold of this. He says here, the Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. Crafts each word into a divine act. So the word that God wants to put into your heart and has put into your heart, he's busy crafting that into a divine act that you become that blessing to the nations that you've called to be. Amen. And this is why when you come like this and you pick up a word and God does it, God is crafting that word into your heart and giving you opportunities to move into what he has for you. Okay? You know, I put here, God is good. He desires only his best. Exodus 15:26. I'm not going to go into that right now. But we need to heed him and we need to do what is right in his sight. But we call to be a prophet. There's principles to consider, but I won't go into that right now. Because I know I can feel something happening. Can we have the worship team up here? Can we just start worshiping and just trusting that God will start flowing? Yes? Somebody wants to go somewhere else. We want to relocate. Okay. Okay. Now, what we're going to do, just, I just want to say something here as we move here. Now, already God's moving like this and giving words, and I sense on this, on the side here, this has happened. But just finding the prophetic heart. Let's just find the prophetic heart here. Walk in the Spirit, move with the cloud. I believe we need to move with the cloud. So many times, and let me just say this, hear what the Holy Spirit is doing. If He's taking us into silence, let's be still. If He's taking us into joy, let's laugh. And everything in between. You hear what I'm saying? And whatever He's doing, let the Holy Spirit do. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. Sense. Start picking up. Start listening to what the Spirit is doing here. And the Spirit is already encouraging, and Spirit was already saying about the shepherd's voice. That's why I did the prophetic words now to show you. And I believe those were the shepherd's voice going out to certain people. And He says, touch the Father's heart. The Godhead is in your heart. Look no further. So many times we look everywhere else. Everywhere else except here in our heart. And just by faith, this awesome God has come and He lives in our hearts. And just by faith, He comes and He energizes us and He helps us to be what we need to be. Amen? He goes on here, says further, what does His heart look like? I will put here love, joy, peace, rest, and the sereneness that comes out of it too. Wake up to that awesome presence. Establish a right platform right now tonight for the Holy Spirit to do that. You know, and we can create the right atmosphere. And it starts by, as you know, as I said earlier on, getting into our devotions, waiting upon the Lord, spending time with the Lord, opening our hearts to Him, and coming to Him like a little boy and a little girl. Unless we become like a child, we will not enter in. Amen. He will challenge your mind to reveal what's in your heart. And that's what God's doing all the time with the prophetic. He sends people out to challenge your mind to reveal what's in your heart. Because your mind needs to catch up to what is happening here. And so we need to do that. Can we just worship a bit and just see what the Holy Spirit will do from there?
And die.
Thank you for Christine. I just commit it into your hands right now. And just pray, Lord, that your word for her will just break through. Just relax. Just relax. You need to relax. Relax. This is his relaxing time with you. I want you to relax. Just relax. Just relax. Just relax. Holy Spirit, just come upon her. Honor her now, right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Just do your work. The Lord has seen your heart. The Lord has seen your desires. The Lord, your cry has come into his very courts. And right now he answers you. Right now he pours out his presence upon you. He loves you with such a love. Such a love. Such mercy. Such mercy. Henry, the Lord has seen your faithfulness. He's seen your desires. And he answers those desires right now. And he gives you the desires of your heart. As you trust in him, as you put your whole life into his hands, as you go to him and to him alone, he will show you the way. You will hear this voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk you in it." He will honor you. He will stand with you. And he will... Even as you've said, you want to know more about finances and investments and everything. The Lord says, as you invest in me, I will reveal my heart. I will show you. I will give you wisdom beyond your understanding. I will give you insight beyond your understanding. And right now, says the Lord, I just release it over you. Even as you've asked, he gives it. He releases it over you. Right now, Holy Spirit, come. 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 And even while I'm speaking to these people, and there's some other people here that might have a word or something might just start off, please come along. Don't, it's not a one-man show, this. So, Lord, we just thank you right now that you will do the work, that you will do the work. Sorry, what is your name again? Roy, Lord, Father, I just thank you for Roy. I thank you for what you're doing in his life. I thank you for his heart, Lord, that searches after you and you alone. And Lord, as he puts himself into your hands, as he trusts in you, as he bows his knee before you like he did earlier on, I just pray, Lord, that you'll take special charge concerning him and that you will be with him in this time. Lord, just take hold of him, I pray. Just take hold of him, I pray. God has called you as a covenant, in a covenant.
And God has given you a new covenant. And He says, take hold of this new covenant and come into the rest and peace that I have for you. I have much rest for you. Don't try and work things out in your own mind. Allow me to do it. Allow me to walk with you. Allow me to trust, to thrust you into the way that you should go. Don't try and work it out. It'll never happen, says the Lord. Just walk with me. Just walk with me. Your enthusiasm for the kingdom is noted in heaven. And the Lord says that even as you trust in me, I will do greater, greater, greater exploits. So be bold and strong. Don't let people look down on your youth. But step out with me and allow me to do it. Allow me to pour out my presence upon you. Even now, says the Lord, I take hold of you. I take hold of your heart. Now come, let us walk together. Let us fellowship together. Let us know each other together. And let us do great exploits. Now the Lord says, I give you a heart for the people. I give you a heart for the nations. Be strong and courageous as you take hold of me. Walk in with me. Let me do it, says the Lord. Let me do it. Let me take hold of you. Let me take hold of you. Even now, let Him take. Let Him embrace you in those hands. Let Him wrap you around in those arms. Let Him wrap you around. Let Him wrap you around. Let Him wrap you around. Amen. 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 I see a picture of a mountain, very high mountain, and you're climbing up this mountain, and you've got all sorts of weights and all sorts of things, and they're holding you back, and they're holding you back, and you're holding them back. And the Lord is saying, hey man, I'm there to carry all this stuff. You don't have to carry this. I'm there to take it. I'm there to take the load off you. Now trust in me. Don't rely on your own understanding. Trust in me and see me do it. See me to take you on further and further and further into my purposes. And even as you responded to me, I respond to you now, says the Lord. I confirm to you now that I've heard you. I know you. I will be with you. I will break through for you. I will give you the tools that you need for the job. Don't look around. Just look at me, and surely I will do it. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Just do the work. Do the work. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is just so pleased with your faithfulness. So pleased with your dedication for His kingdom. So pleased that you've been prepared to step out where no one else has stepped out. And the Lord wants you to know that it has been noted in heaven. And He also says to you, well done. Well done, my sister. Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done. I hear it echoing through heaven. So come with me. Dance with me over the hills. Take hold of me. Let me do it, says the Lord. Let me take you where you've always wanted to be. And let me embrace you like you've never embraced before. Like a little girl that needs a father. Run into these everlasting arms. And just lean upon me. Lean upon my shoulder. Allow me to speak the things that you need to hear right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come. So do it now, Lord. Do it now, Lord. Father, I just thank you for this young lady. I thank you for her commitment after you. And so, Father, I just pray right now that you will just do something. Oh, I see a lot of rushing water. A lot of rushing water. Taps opening over you. Taps opening over you. Rushing water through you, around you, into it, splashing like a little girl in there. And it's just pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring upon you right now. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Jump into that river with them right now. Just jump into that river. Jump, jump, jump. Into that river. Into that. Right into that river. And I just say the Lord said, as you jump into that river with Him, He will take you. He will lead you on. He will take you into that flow. And it will just be flowing and flowing and flowing with Him. Just let yourself go. Let yourself go. Trust in Him. It's a complete trust. Just go into it. Just let it happen now. Just let it happen. Just let it happen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Cindy, the Lord loves you so much. And He's seen what you've been through. And I just sensed, you know, that's why I want to ask you to come out here, that the Lord just wants to confirm that His love and His mercy and His compassion is extended towards you. And all that you've put in, He's seen the dedication you have to His kingdom. He's seen the dedication you have to the things of God. And He loves you for it. And He's with you. And never ever forget that. And He will open doors. Even now, you're worried. But He says He will open the door. Just Trust him. You know, it comes, I can say that to everybody, but specifically to you. Trust him in this time. Trust him and look to him. Don't try and work it out. Just work out your relationship with him. Let him do it. He's going to do something special for you. And I just see special things happening ahead of you. Just happening, opening up the heavens, opening up and just pouring out, like pouring out gold and pouring out all sorts of things over you. But it's just his blessing. He just wants to bless you. Father, I just thank you for her. I just pray that you'll be with her at this time, that you take special care concerning her in all that she puts her hand to. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The zeal of God is going to consume you. It's going to consume you even more than ever before. For I've called you for a purpose. I've called you to go out into the marketplace. I've called you to go with my word. I've called you to be dedicated to me and to me alone. You've said yes before, now step out, says the Lord. 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 Even now, he releases you and looses that upon you. In Jesus' name, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Fire, Lord, let's send that fire upon him now. Burn it, burn it into him, burn it into him, burn it into him. Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Father, we just, in Jesus' name, we just break the chains of bondage and we set our brother free. In Jesus' name. Shingles, you have no part of this body. We command you to go. Every chain, every band that's around him, we break and we set you free. In the name of Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just pray that you'll come upon him now. And we thank you for Russell, Lord. We thank you for his faithfulness to your kingdom. We thank you that you have been with him. And thus far you have helped him. So Lord, be with him now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Seated. Let's be seated for a while. I want to talk about homework for a little bit. Is that okay? Seeing you've been called to be a blessing, let's talk about what we're going to do tomorrow morning. Whoopsie. Whoopsie. Tomorrow I'm going to look at a couple of principles, but I really want to start off again with a practical time. And we're going to have worship again. And team, thanks so much. That is just so precious, you know, having that worship, isn't it? We must give them a hand. Wow. What a gift. What a gift. And you know, music enhances the anointing. That's how, you know, just when they start, then you can feel the spirit. There's just a change in the atmosphere. Now those that didn't have a word tonight, tomorrow you're going to have a word. God's going to do something. And there's a couple of others there that you've got to work through as well. But trust, the Lord's pointing you out. Now, those people that were touched tonight, I challenge you to come tomorrow with a word for somebody else. You know, the quickest way to learn. I always say to somebody, you know, people used to come for counseling. Or say, go and find somebody who's got a bigger problem that you've got and go and minister to that problem. It's amazing how fast your problem goes. Sorry, I'm not saying it's a problem, but you hear the principle. The more you give, the more you're going to get. So if you've got it, if you got that, my challenge to you is go home tonight in the time we've got left until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and ask God to give you something. And God will give you something. It doesn't matter if it's a word or whatever. You might have a poem that you want to write out. There might be a scripture. You might want to come and sing to us. Ooh. Now, the last time I sang in the church, that even the demons left. And I'm not joking either. Well, you know, we've got to go with the flow sometimes. And I had a row of people, and the Lord started saying to me, sing over these people in tongues. And I went, and everyone I went to got delivered. And I didn't know there were nunus around. The chachas were there, but they just manifested one after another. So we've got to be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit wants to do all the time. Amen. And so come expecting again tomorrow morning. I've prepared such a lot, and I thought, oh, well, this is the way it should go, but it just went completely different to what I thought it would go. And I believe that's what we've got to do. We've prepared our hearts, guys, and it's all there. And like I said to you, you've got a lot of homework when you get that manual from me. And as I said, tomorrow morning, now, take your devotions, for instance, the book, you know, the scriptures that you read every day, and just think about that. Just think of somebody you would like to give, that the Holy Spirit wants you to give to. Do you think that's too difficult? No. So we can all get involved, so we can all be practically involved. And then what I'll do, I'll hoy a couple of principles, perhaps in the second session. So we'll come at 9 o'clock, from 9 until about 10:30, we will be very nice and practical with the whole thing, and you guys must come up with what's on your heart and stuff. And then those that haven't got words, we're going to have you come up, and I'm going to ask the people that have got words to come out to you, and together we'll prophesy over you together. Okay? Now, you've seen how I've done it. I've tried to illustrate to you with the way I've typed them out or anything. There's nothing wrong with writing them out. Lizzie, I'm after Lizzie. The Lord gave me that name about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, perhaps 2 months ago, that I typed it out. And I know that person might not even be here this weekend. But that, you hear what I'm saying? You know, God gives it, and He gives it for a purpose. I know that He wants to bless somebody. He wants to bless a Lizzie somewhere, okay? And there's a Monica and a Veronica and a Stanley. I don't know where these names come from. But as I said to you, as He hits me with it. Now, the other thing too, how God sometimes does things, and you must just be conscious. Everybody that is here, do us a favor. Don't wear the same shirts and things that you wore today. Okay? Just wear something different. Because while I'm doing it, I just want to illustrate something to you. Out of the corner of my eye, I was looking here, and the Lord said, that lady over there, Cheryl. Oh, I remember the name. And the Lord will do the same thing. He might do that or say, hey, the person in a yellow shirt or a red shirt or the handsome guy with the microphone or something like that, you know. Okay. But I'm just trying, giving you ideas. Let the Holy Spirit... The Holy Spirit has activated this all already. But don't go and just relax completely. Just do about half an hour. It takes 5 minutes to find, you know, the Lord will just speak to you just like that. And it goes. Sometimes the flow is different. I found tonight now the flow is totally different. And it doesn't scare me because I know God wants to do a lot. There's a lot I've got to prepare myself for tomorrow morning and Sunday morning and Sunday night. Those, obviously, a lot of you go to other churches, but from Sunday morning we're going to be doing the signs of a prophetic church. I don't know how far we'll get with the first one, which is moving with the Holy Spirit, but we'll give it a bash anyway. And then we finish off on Sunday night where we say, right, we've got it all, let's get out and do it. At the moment, in the church here, for those that don't know, they have the school of the Holy... The supernatural school of the Holy Spirit and all that sort of thing. And it just so ties in, whatever you call it. It just so ties in to what's happening here as well. And, you know, when you leave here, your mission field is out there. And guys, what God is doing here is equipping us to go out into that mission field. I want to talk about hearing God's voice a bit tomorrow after the second session. And just teach you a little bit on that, if that's what the Lord will, that's what's on my heart now, but that can change as well. It's such a lovely teaching, hearing God's voice, and we can never have enough of that. Okay, I think that's cool. It's 9:25 now. And worship team, hey, you guys just did so great, man. That was so good. So great. We must come, listen, those guys up there as well. You know, they're also part of part of us here. The Lord might give you a prophetic word for them too. They've also got to change all this thing. Is that okay? Right. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you for our time together. We thank you that you have been here. We thank you that you've ministered to us. We thank you that you've prepared our hearts, Lord, as we prepare our hearts for tomorrow. Lord, we just want to do it your way. We don't want to do it our way. And we seek your voice. We seek your ways. We seek everything that you have for us. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, come. Go
for it. Down. All around the world we're singing, rain down. Can you hear the earth is singing, rain down. My heart is dry, but still I'm singing, rain down.